Golf can be a humiliating experience. Trust me, I know. When I was a child, maybe 10 years old, I earned money from golf. Maybe more money than I ever earned in my life. I used to caddy for my father. In the days when 2 and 6 pence was a lot of money, I learned a lot about life, especially about rules and etiquette. And there were immediate consequences if I stepped out of line, if I walked in front of somebody I wasn't meant to walk in front of, or if I walked behind somebody who I wasn't meant to walk in front of, or if I walked slower than I was meant to walk, or faster than I was meant to walk. Yes, I learned a lot about rules, standards, procedures, and how to double or triple my pocket money. Golf can indeed be a humiliating experience, one that I sought after as many times as I could on about 3 different phases of my life. In other words, when I was a teenager, I played as much as I could. When I was what other people would call middle-aged, I played as much as I could. And then as I entered my senior phase, I played as much as I could, and in between I didn't play at all. So today is a big day. Today is a big day because I'm driving at the moment to play golf for the first time in about 9 months with a very good friend. In case you're curious, his name is Jonathan Am. But the game we're going to play together, to me, doesn't matter half as much as golf matters. You see, no matter what score I got in golf, no matter when it was, I learned more from playing golf about things that had nothing to do with golf, or seemed to have nothing to do with golf, than I did from playing golf itself. And there will be people listening to this who can't stand golf, who have heard too much about it, who may be golf widows, maybe golf widowers, says he, being very PC these days. But basically, we'll subscribe to the point of view that, you know, golf is a good work spoiled, as I think is probably a crude paraphrase of Mark Twain. Anyway, by the way, the best story I ever know about golf is that a guy I used to play with in the UK got married again. Married a wife from Greece, who knew absolutely nothing about golf, probably could hardly spell the word. No, but in all seriousness, she didn't know a thing about the game of golf, so he told her right in the early days that it takes 8 hours to play a round of golf. And she believed him, and he was always the most relaxed on the 19th hole. And I thought it was a great, great approach to the game. But to come back to my main point today is about golf as a metaphor. You see, this is what I learned from golf. Now, this is what I learned through knowing a little bit about golf. Every day I get up, every day you get up, and you have a ball. You have a ball every morning, and you hit it at the start of the day, and you don't know where it's going to land. That's the key thing. You drive a ball off on every day and you don't know where it's going to land. You don't know what the conditions are going to be like. You don't know whether you're going to be in a bunker, whether you're going to be on the fairway, whether you're going to be buried, whether you're going to be lost, or whether you're going to have a hole in one. You don't know. And the key thing is, you have to play the ball where it lies, no matter what you think, no matter what you feel, You have 14 clubs and only 14 clubs in your bag. So you only have certain abilities. You only have certain thoughts. You only have certain feelings. You are you. And in that moment, standing over the golf ball, all you have is one of those clubs. And you're going to strike it. And you're not going to know where it's going to land. So much is out of your control. The ball can hit something on the ground and bounce left, bounce right. A lot of things. The wind can blow in the middle of your swing. Something can happen. In other words, the ball can go anywhere, and your job in life is to play the ball. Now, I find that metaphor very powerful, because it goes on to this, that the day you think in golf that you've cracked it, that you've finally got the formula for the perfect swing, the perfect way to pitch, the perfect way to putt, that's the day you're lost in golf. Golf is humbling. Humbling, some would say humiliating. But it's certainly humbling. In other words, you never win. You never really get to the point in golf where you have cracked it. And you can have one great hole. You can score a birdie. You can score an eagle. You can score an albatross. You can do all of these things at one hole. But that is no guarantee that you're going to score well at the next hole. So the point about golf is that it knocks all arrogance out of you. So just when you think that you've cracked how to have relationships in life, that you know the secret to love, that you know the secret to success, remember golf. Remember golf. I think I've been guilty several times in my life, and it hasn't done me any good, of thinking, I've cracked it. I've got away with it. I've found the secret to X, Y, or Z. It's never been true, and it's never done me any good. Perhaps it hasn't done anybody else any good either. But golf is the ultimate metaphor. Simple, easy to remember. You only have so many clubs with which to hit the ball. You don't know where you're going to land, and you have to play. And you're trusted in golf to play from where the ball landed. You're trusted. You're on your own. There's nobody looking over your shoulder. You hit the ball without anybody scrutinizing you, because the only person you'll fool if you move the ball into a better lie, if you kick it out of the bunker, if you drop a ball down the inside of your trousers, if you find another ball and claim that it's your own, all of these ways, possible ways of cheating. And there are ways of cheating in life. There are so many ways of cheating in life. You know, not just in business, in relationships, but in golf, you don't do it. You're trusted not to do it. So, driving down the road, heading to Water Rock in, what you call it, East Cork, to play with my friend with whom I've hardly had very much time during the last year. And we go onwards and upwards. And the main thing is, we'll have a great chat as we go round. And I'll absolutely duff some shots. I'll probably miss the ball even entirely, but above all, I learn a little more about life today.